some joy and love to the world, and we really appreciate it and love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess we're going to carry on with our program here, and we're going to get on with the show. And coming up next, we're going to be playing some music from Shkwait Shekhlach. His song is from Deluxe, and the name of the song is called Flowers. So have a listen to this and enjoy, everybody. We're back, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shekhlach. That was Deluxe Flowers. The name of the song was Flowers. What a beautiful song. Flowers for the ones you love, flowers for the ones you lost. Pretty awesome lyrics. And for people out there that don't know Shkwait Shekhlach, he's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So, you know, he knows what it takes to survive. And just a big honor and a privilege to have him on our program. And how are you doing, Shkwait?
I'm doing as good as I can. Still breathing, still fighting.
That's good. Yeah, and we thank you for, you know, all your sacrifice to come on our program and give your time. And our subject today is actually on sacrifice, so we'd love to hear your words on that.
Sacrifice, you know, when we look at it growing up in the biblical ways, we think of sacrifice from the Old Testament, you know. You're sacrificing something, you know, and it seems like you weren't getting anything in return, but actually, you know, you're sacrificing for the betterment of your being. You know, it sounds brutal and all that, but if we were diligent and all that, you know, in order to have bypassed the lymphoma, I could have sacrificed my bodily pleasures of needing nicotine. I'm not saying that the tobacco and nicotine caused it, but, you know, it helped. You know, it helped weaken the system, and then it made its way in. You know, because, you know, we've had our grandpa, you know, he was well into his hundreds, and he smoked probably from when he was knee high to a grasshopper.
Yes.
You know, kind of like how I was with my chewing tobacco, knee high to a grasshopper. To when I was stricken down, you know. So sacrifice, you know, is for the betterment of our lives. You know, we gotta give up something in order to gain traction in the betterment of our physical being, our mental being, our spiritual being. We sacrifice not only for ourselves, but for those around us, for those that we love and care for. You know, we sacrifice our time to go and help them. And so, you know, it's really, you know, they try to make the word sacrifice sound like a negative, when really, if you really look at it, it's a positive, because you're embettering yourself and giving aid and helping better those that you're sacrificing for. You know, if you're not sacrificing for yourself, you're out there sacrificing for those you care for. And, you know, and we got to practice that, you know, the way the society has gone, the way we let it deteriorate. Now, you know, we don't see much people sacrificing for each other. It's me, me, me. So,
yes, that's so true.
And so, you know, it's got to be practiced. You know, whether we like it or not.
It's like a muscle to strengthen it, right?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, when a moth or a butterfly is born, you know, they gotta stretch out them wings before they can fly.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't help them stretch the wings out, but, you know, you can watch out for them.
Yeah, it's sometimes it takes great strength to stand back and let that person grow for themselves, because, you know, sometimes we want to help, but in the process, we're not helping.
Yeah, we think in the short term we think we are, but we're actually maybe even sometimes hurting.
It's just like that story of the Cecropia moth.
Yeah,
you know, that person wanted to help the Cecropia moth come out of its cocoon, helped it, and in the process he damaged the Cecropia moth because his wings didn't grow.
Yeah, didn't develop the structure. You
know, and that's one of the things we have to learn from nature and realize that, yeah, sometimes my feelings aren't more important than the growth of the things around us, the people around us, or even like nature.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things sometimes that we have to sacrifice, is our own feelings, and realize that, okay, you know, I'm just
placing our own emotions and sympathy. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us and, you know, adding to the conversation of sacrifice. And we really appreciate all the sacrifice that you do to, you know, bring these wonderful songs and enjoyment to us, and the words of wisdom that you add to the subjects. They're also important because, you know, of all people that knows how to survive in this world, you're one of the top on the list. So we really thank and appreciate you coming on to our program and sharing.
I really like making time to, you know, enrich and better myself. Reading as much as I can, watching as much as I can, you know, not just the movies and all that, but on the subject of life, because there's so much to learn, you know. We're like sponges. We need to absorb it all.
Yes. Yeah, I really appreciate and thank you, you know, just for being able to stand with you and work with you on some of the work sites that we've been in forestry, tree planting, and just all throughout our lives. You know, I used to remember standing and working so hard together, you know, blood would start coming out of our skin. It was like there was no more sweat in there. So, you know, working to the point of bleeding, it was an honor to serve and work hard with you. So we wish you well in your recovery of all your ailments, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon. And we're gonna have to say bye for now.
Okay, I thank you guys there at the station, the guys in the background, the listeners here and abroad. Thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you out there, 1,000-fold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Kwaishkana, BC, up at Chkaid. And a big shout out to all my other nephews and nieces out there, and family members all over on all the reses, and all the communities that are listening in. We thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program here, and we're going to play some music here, and it's Mongolian.
Nice.
This guy is Bakhu Ganberger, and the name of his song is called River, and it's a very beautiful song. I'm sure everybody out there is going to enjoy it, And we give a special shout out to the president of Tri-City Community TV,
Jeff
Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So listen and enjoy, everyone. Baku and the San River. So enjoy, everybody. Man, pretty powerful, eh?
Wow.
All that was his voice. That was his own voice. It sounded like a flute or something.
Well, at one point a flute and another point almost like, not a kazoo, but what's the mouth organ?
Mouth harps, yeah.
Yeah, mouth harp.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Pretty incredible stuff, man. Mm-hmm. I have a really strong connection to the Mongolian people. They got a horse culture. And I grew up, you know, riding horses and being on a ranch and looking after animals and horses. And it's very magical. I really enjoyed, like, jumping. And it's like being on a planet, different planet. Like, you're flying through the air on, like, an 800-pound animal. And it feels like it doesn't even feel like you're jumping.
Like a feeling of oneness with the animal, yeah.
Because it's sometimes, like, it's got this gravitational pull. And you'd think you're going to feel the gravitation, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, like, going through, and it's, like, magical. Just like this guy and his voice.
Wow.
It's just, like, astonishing stuff. Mm-hmm. And, and I'd like to also acknowledge Mary, and she's our public relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And she's been helping me with my case with the RCMP.
Right.
And communication with Human Rights Tribunal and looking out for my rights and also, you know, the rights of a lot of indigenous people out there that are suffering at the hands of misuse of power. And we were hoping that they come through with a great solution to all this. And we're going to continue talking about it and looking out for the rights of not only ourselves, but indigenous people, not only here in Canada, but all over the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
And empowering them and informing them of their rights and just encouraging them to stand up and look up for your rights and also to get healing for the progress of each of us as individuals. And in turn, we can affect this world in a very positive, wonderful way and just increase peace and positivity and empowerment for human rights and justice all over.
Mm-hmm.
So, lots of gratitude for Mary as she's a big part of the reason why, you know, I was surviving on Minicata and during that big incident we had.
I mean, it was very lucky, very good fortune that she was there in that area, too, because, you know, there's only a couple of you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we also give some shout-outs to, like, you know, Councillor Fari. And Roger, you know. I like the name of this, the lyrics of the song that Shkwaish picked out, and it's flowers for the ones we love and for the ones we lost. And, you know, I don't believe we lost them. They're still around, and they're still that positive energy and legacy that they both left in this world and imprinted onto all the people that they were involved with and were able to reach and connect with. And all this talk about horses reminds me of Roger.
Oh, yeah, with the mane.
Well, he really loved horses, too. He was very connected.
He loved animals, like dogs, too. Horses and dogs, yeah.
I remember when we brought him up to Kwaishkana and we brought him up there, and we also had with us Jeff Scott, and they were helping during the time of one of the fires that our family went through. And a big shout out to Jeff Scott and all his support during that time, and just being able to come up and record some of the healing that needed to be done.
Yeah.
You know, the voices that needed to be heard and recorded. Mm-hmm. He was a big part of that and helped bring some, not closure, but some exposure and being able to help some of my family, like, deal with those.
Being heard and supported that way.
Yeah, so we're going to be wrapping up here and we're going to be acknowledging some of the programmers up here with Jacob and the art show and Slumber Party with Corey. I know she's got a show out there too. And also DJ Medi, she's got her show, East Van...
Wham Bam?
Wham Bam, East Bam. Yeah,
very... That's a good catchy name. Yeah,
so we give some shout-outs to all of them, all their great programming, and all the other programmers here, too. You guys can go to the website, check them all out. All beautiful, wonderful programs. A big shout-out to the Sprouts that were just before us. Yeah, they're doing a great show. I really enjoyed them. And their activities up here and just being able to reach out to different demographics and all of us, really.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of enthusiasm and creativity. And it's just a blessing to have them up here. So we're going to close off with some Tim Henson and Million Dollar Baby with RJ Passan. And... come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices and Free Choices. And, oh, yes, a big shout-out to Salar and Lady Fahima.
Lady Fahima, yes.
Bringing in all those beautiful, wonderful superstars of the world, really.
Yeah.
And also to yourself for coming up and sacrifice some of your time and energies to coming up. And
well, when it's aligned with power, purpose, and love, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yes, enjoy this Million Dollar Baby with RJ Passan, and this is Tim Henson. So enjoy, everybody. Rebecca. Take care, everybody.